Positives. A video blogging RPF work written by Choir and read by Fins and Marshes. Summary. SBI meetup finally happens. Techno's flying in, Wilbur's just a little worried, Phil has pizza, and Tommy's just really tired. Really, really tired. Tommy Innit tweeted 12 hours ago, "Lol, sbish.jpg. Image description, a badly edited screenshot of Twitter user at Wilbur Soot's tweet. The attached image is an open-mouthed fish being fed with a spoon. The original caption says, I am the fish and the spoon is victory. I has been crossed out in red and replaced with you. Victory has been crossed out in red and replaced with SBI meetup. Phil is the first to arrive. Hey, mate, he says as Wilbur pulls open the door. Brought pizza. He has brought pizza, and Wilbur snatches it from his hands as the man returns to his rented car to grab his laptop bag. It's pepperoni. Enough for two. Good shit, Wilbur says, ripping the box in two as Phil drops onto his suede couch. You're spoiling me, Phil's a Minecraft. We all know your fridge contains nothing but expired pasta, Phil jokes, reaching over to snag a slice. Wilbur watches as the cheese pulls. You have done your groceries, haven't you, mate? What? Wilbur says, and then, sheepishly, yeah, yesterday. What were you eating before that? Phil asks mildly. You're doubting my skills as an adult, Wilbur says, in lieu of an answer. You wanker. Wilbur, Phil groans. You have to take care of yourself. Yeah, so Techno's coming in, what, 2 hours? Wilbur says cheerily over Phil. And Tommy should be here any minute because he wanted to go to the airport. And if he doesn't reach in time, you're staying while I pick up Tech, Phil recites, after he's done shooting Wilbur his what-are-you-doing-with-yourself expression. We stay in today so Techno can adjust, and tomorrow we can go out. There you go, Wilbur says, making sure to sprinkle in a somewhat condescending tone. You've got it. How's the wife? Kristen is fine, Phil says, opening up an airline tracker and pulling up Techno's tickets on his phone. We're already moving into the new house, but we both wanted a break. She's out with her friends. Nice, nice, Wilbur says warmly, reaching for another slice. Old man, married and shit. Wilbur, I can still punt you, Phil says. He plucks a piece of pepperoni from Wilbur's leftover slice and then starts as his phone vibrates. Tommy's almost here. Wilbur, you wanna head to your driveway? Yup. Wilbur says, and pulls himself up off the couch, stretching out. His phone vibrates in his pocket. It's Tommy's father. When do we need to head out, you think? 20, Phil says absently. If we want to be a bit early, we're both shit at driving, aren't we? We are, Wilbur confirms. I'll get Tommy, then. His dad'll probably want to speak to you. Yup, mate, Phil says, and Wilbur cringes as the man cracks his neck. I'll pick up the trash. Wilbur swallows down that it's okay, I'll pick it right up, you stay right there, and nods. Got it, he says instead, and makes for the door. It's sunny, which is new for Brighton. Wilbur steps into his sneakers at the door and makes his way out of the little house he'd brought a while back specifically for a studio. It had been a bit expensive, sure, but it was a long-term investment. Phil's silver-rented car glints blindingly in the sun as Wilbur waits, shoes scuffing against the pavement. Tommy's father had been a lane or two away, he believes, so... A grin tugs at his mouth as a car pulls in. Tommy looks half asleep in the front seat, although he straightens up when the car pulls into the driveway. He's halfway out of the car when the engine sputters to a stop. "Wilbur!" he crows, and Wilbur steadies himself as the younger boy throws himself at him, arms wrapping around his neck. "I'm here!" He's half asleep, Tommy's father clarifies. "Just woke up." "Screw off," Tommy grumbles into Wilbur's button-up. "Language, Tommy," the man says, although he's grinning as he reaches for a handshake. Wilbur obliges, other hand coming up to grip Tommy by the waist as the teenager slowly slumps against him. "I have a checklist to go through. Mum wants you to call her, Tommy." "I will," Tommy whines. "Later." "Morning," Phil says as he steps out onto the lawn and is immediately met with a handshake. "Would you guys like to come in? Wilbur, you can get Tommy into a bed." "Absolutely," Tommy's dad says. "No," Tommy drags out, burrowing closer into Wilbur's arms. Wilbur laughs, swaying under his weight. "I'm tired." "Come on," Wilbur says. "Let's get you to a bed." Tommy's fast asleep in Wilbur's singular guest bedroom by the time his father leaves, and Phil follows soon after, leaving Wilbur on the couch to wait and Tommy to sleep. The couch is fine, even if he'd have enjoyed going to the airport. Techno should land in an hour, and the two of them will probably arrive back at the house quite a while after that. Wilbur calls Tommy's mum first, as she'd requested, to assure her that Tommy reached safely. He hands Tommy the phone where he's sprawled over the bed, and the boy mumbles sleepily before the phone falls out of his hand. It's hilariously endearing to watch. He moves to his studio for a bit, lounging in his chair and slowly editing a video while letting another process. And when he gets bored of it, he wanders back to the living room, poking around to make sure everything's ready for a fourth guest. It all seems to be, even after the 15 times Wilbur's checked. It loosens the knot in his chest a bit. At some point, though, he's exhausted every absent activity and gives in to dropping on the couch and scrolling through TikTok. Not Twitter, because Wilbur's trying to have a good 2 weeks, goddammit. He starts a bit later at the sound of shuffling from behind him. It's Tommy, of course, stumbling into the living area blearily, rubbing his eyes. His socks are white and an obnoxious red, and he almost slips on the hardwood as he makes for Wilbur. "Wilbur," Tommy mumbles once he's standing directly in front of him. Did you go to the airport?" "Nah," Wilbur says. "Phil did." Tommy blinks at him. His eyes are entirely unfocused. "I wanted to go." "You were tired," Wilbur says. "You literally fell asleep on me, standing." "You are a liar," Tommy says. It's very firm for someone who's still half asleep. "And a bitch." "That I am," Wilbur says agreeably. "Come here." It's a testament to how exhausted Tommy is that he doesn't even try to argue, instead dropping down next to Wilbur and immediately wriggling to get comfortable. "Are you watching TikTok?" Wilbur hums in confirmation. "Bitch," Tommy responds. His toe jabs into Wilbur's thigh, hair tickling the underside of his arm. "I'm famous on TikTok." "I know," Wilbur says. The interaction reminds him, bizarrely, of babysitting children. When he thinks about it, it's pretty obvious why. He shifts his arm so Tommy's pressed to his side, reaching down to rest a hand in the kid's hair. "Go to sleep." Tommy doesn't reply. By the time Wilbur manages to rip his eyes away from his phone, he's fast asleep. Technoblade tweeted 2 hours ago, "I am an awful pet owner." Floof76.jpg. Image description, a screen cap from the show SpongeBob SquarePants. The character Squidward, labelled Floof, watches SpongeBob and Patrick through a window. They are labelled SBI Meetup. Britain is less wet than Techno expected. By the time he exits the terminal, it's sunset and he's just exhausted. Travel, man. He spots Phil relatively quickly, which is incredibly relieving. Techno isn't particularly in the mood to freak out because he can't find Phil, no thanks, and some weight lifts off his shoulders when the man snags the suitcase from his hand and offers him a hug. Techno's not one for physical contact, not really, but his friends have always instilled some sense of comfort in him, especially Phil. And it's especially prominent now as he melts into the hug and Phil grins at him. "Hey, mate," the man says, predictably, into Techno's shoulder. "How was the trip?" "I forget how shit planes are," Techno says. "It was so long, Phil." "Any legroom?" Phil asks as Techno pulls away, rubbing his neck. "None," Techno says, a grin audible in his voice as they start to walk. Phil's laid claim to his larger suitcase, and Techno grips the handle of his carry-on until his knuckles are white. "I'm not sure what I expected. Been a while since I've flown." "You're also, what, 6'3?" Phil says. A silver car beeps as he rummages through his pockets. "This is why being short is good." "You're just insecure, old man," Techno jokes. "Keep dreaming." Phil shoots him a glare as he opens up the boot, despite the smile on his face. "That's fucking rude," he says. Techno leans down and helps him haul the suitcase in, before reaching over and stuffing the carry-on in as well. "Go play Minecraft with a steering wheel again, nerd." "Those are testaments to my power, Phil," Techno says mildly as Phil closes the boot. "You should fear me." "Fish fear me," Phil says mockingly. "What are you, Wilbur? You have any more luggage?" "Just two suitcases," Techno says, sliding into the front seat after checking he's on the right side. "Jesus, you guys drive on the left." "You Americans are just special," Phil jokes. "Buckle up." Techno hums as he does. "We're going to Wilbur's house, right?" "Right," Phil confirms. "Tommy's tired, by the way, so he's gonna literally cling to you. Watch out for that." Techno wrinkles his nose. It sounds pleasant, actually, given that he's also exhausted, and that he sees Tommy as a close friend who also gave him the same warm, exasperated feelings his siblings did. "It doesn't seem like the worst thing in the world." "Nah, it's okay," he says. "Yep," Phil says. "Just in case you didn't want to be touched." "Oh," Techno says eloquently, a warm feeling spreading over his chest. People didn't often take his aversion to touch into account. "It's nice. Like his friends." "Thanks." "Don't mention it," Phil says. Wilbur Soot tweeted 1 hour ago, "At Tommy Innit prefers sleep over Technoblade, more at 7. "He's like really tired, okay?" Tommy's not sure why. It's just an average, had a nice nap, go to sleep for the rest of time kind of day. And it's the day of the meetup, and while it's initially annoying that he falls asleep every other moment, at least he gets to meet Technoblade faster. Speaking of, he'd fallen asleep a while ago, tucked under Wilbur's arm, stirring slightly when Wilbur had frowned and checked his temperature. He was fine, actually, for once. Just tired. But Wilbur's warmth is gone, and pressing into the couch isn't nearly as comfortable. "Wilbur!" he groans, dragging the word out and stretching. "Come back, bitch!" He pokes someone with his toe as he straightens himself out, and blinks in surprise as they let out a low chuckle, lower than Wilbur. "Tommy," Techno says. "Oh," Tommy says. He blinks again and then scrambles to right himself against the couch. "Techno?" "It's me," the man says. "Oh," Tommy repeats. And then, "Can I Techno opens his arms, albeit awkwardly, and chuckles again as Tommy scrambles into them immediately, melting into the older man's side. Oh my god, I'm meeting Technoblade in real life! You're not even gonna have to use clickbait, Techno says. So much clout, Tommy says into Techno's shoulder, before realizing he's still pressed flush against the American. Oh, wait, sorry, I'll move. It's fine, Techno says, before Tommy can crab walk back to his side of the couch. Just don't drool on me. What am I, 5? Tommy asks, sounding affronted. You were drooling on Wilbur when I arrived, Techno says. You are a bitch, Tommy says instead, and sniggers when Techno lets out a surprised bark of laughter. How am I supposed to respond to that? Techno says in response, exasperation and fondness in his voice, eyes flickering towards the television. It's playing Harry Potter. Wilbur and Phil bicker in the background, the air mattress they're struggling with emanating a low hum through the house. Wilbur's staunch on taking the couch, so Tommy will be on the mattress and he and Phil on beds. With Tommy in the state he's in now, though, Techno wouldn't be surprised if he ended up on the couch. Speaking of, though, he looks back down at the kid and, yup, he's conked out. Yet again, Techno's not sure what he expected. It's fine, though. Wilbur's planned the next 2 weeks meticulously, and they're gonna have shit to do. It's probably smart to get an early night, and by that logic, it's probably smart for him to just sit back, close his eyes, maybe even fall asleep. It's odd a little for Techno to fall asleep surrounding by people he's considered family for quite a while but hasn't met, but it's definitely good. He can't wait for tomorrow. The end. Thank you for listening.